Sometimes you've just got to own up to being a forgetful person. And it's with a bit of embarrassment, actually, that I have to hear live on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo tell you that I have been forgetful. Now, last week, today a week, I went to Lunch, which is the exhibition, a food exhibition called Lunch at the Business Design Center in Islington. And there I went onto the Matthew LG stand because, well, I've been reviewing Matthew LG coffee before the fair and just wanted to meet them in person, which was great. Sadly, Jill wasn't there. She was ill, but Christy was there. So I had a really nice chat with Christy. I had a lovely espresso, not the one that I reported on, which was the Newton's Apple, but they've got another espresso blend in their micro lot section, which is called Crafty Little Number. And my God, was it a crafty little number? It was actually very, very delicious. And Christy kindly gave me a bag of the Rwanda Kinunu coffee. And yes, let's get back to me being forgetful. I completely forgot in the bag where everything else was that I had this coffee waiting to be reviewed here live on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. So today, I'm just going to go for it. I mean, fortunately, this is still in its optimum prime window. This was just roasted beginning of September. Now we're the end of September. So in the 3 weeks, it just kind of edges into that. And I'm opening this bag. And I love African coffees. I love Rwandan coffees. I've had Rwandan coffees before. And this is a red bourbon. And I particularly like red bourbon. As per usual, here they come out on the fresh kitchen towel and they look a treat. There is not a trace of oil, completely different roasting profile than what I got with the Raya Batak, for example, also from Matthew LG, which was, well, had a little bit of oil stains on it. And in fact, yeah, it was quite a kind of a tangy, really in-your-face coffee. But this already visually just looks just beautiful. I love that kind of, that's exactly kind of the coffee I like. That kind of tainted, of course. This is just one of my senses now being exposed to this. So the Kinunu is a fully washed and then sun-dried on raised screens. Wow, okay. So I'll be really interested. This is one that they recommend for a filter. But you know me better now, I'm going to just push it through the R58 as well and see what it's like. But first of all, V60, got my scales out, going to weigh 16 grams for the filter coffee and then move on to the R58 and also have an espresso, maybe even a piccolo with a bit of milk. Let's see and report back. But yeah, I'm trying to make it up to the Rwanda Kinunu now, which I'm sure is a beautiful coffee. And I'm trying to make it up to Matthew LG for being forgetful. Bear with me. Just going to grind, brew, and check back in. Well, having ground my 16 grams ready for the V60, I can already tell you that this coffee smells amazing. I've got the grinds here. Boiled my kettle, decanted into my lovely jug. What else did I do? I zeroed the scale stroke timer that I have here. 16 grams. Perfect. Zero that again and start pouring. Well, I'm very excited because then once this is finished, I can go on to pulling a shot on the R58 while my filter coffee is just getting the temperature that I need in the 50s or so to taste it. So I'm just going to go ahead and brew that Rwandan coffee. Wow, there's actually a lovely bloom. I have to just report on this because this is beautiful. You can maybe hear the little trickles. I usually let it pre-fuse for about 30, 35 seconds. About 32 seconds, and then I continue pouring. It's very good to have scales to pour over because then you can be so precise. And we're going to do 230 grams of water over the 16 grams of ground coffee. Just got to be careful that none of the grinds actually get stuck to the side of your paper, filter paper. And just push it down a bit. That's another thing that I learned from Scott Rao in his book, Anything But Espresso. Really interesting to read that and how he pays attention to getting all the grinds really nicely saturated, because what happens when you first pour over the grinds, the gases form these little bubbles and sometimes not all the grinds get wet, so the extraction is uneven. So you gotta try and avoid that, which I'm doing nicely here. So every now and again, you just gotta go around the world again, pouring over the grinds as they're coming through the filter and down into your... What I've got is got my double-walled glass there, which I love, especially when I'm drinking filter coffee. All right, so that is me poured. Just let everything seep through. And now, I'm just going to pause again, grind my coffee for the espresso, and check back in. Then taste them. The fun bit is tasting them. Actually, the fun bit is preparing. I love preparing coffee. Oh, now this is dropping into its shot glass beautifully through the naked porter filter, thick, rich. And at 25, I'm going to cut it here. Superb. Superb extraction. 32 grams of fluid that yielded. Crema is beautiful. The Guinness effect is superb. It's thick, it's rich. I can't wait to get into here. But I need to let it cool down just a little bit, I think. Don't want to scold myself. So do you know what? Trying to really make up for my blunder for having ignored this coffee for a whole week. Not ignored it, forgot about it. It was under a pile of other things. Anyway, back to today. I've went all the way and I've even done a flat white as well. So I've got three differently prepared coffees, but the same bean. I've got the Rwandan Kinunu. Right. Now, let's just get into the espresso first, I guess. Beautiful extraction, beautiful crema, beautiful smell coming off that crema. Oh, yes. Now, this is beautiful. It's got a journey. It's got this beautiful acidity coming up front. Whenever I think of a red bourbon, it's just kind of red. The color red just jumps at me. I don't know why. And I feel red on my tongue. That's all I can say. And it's got a beautiful kind of acidity that grabs you, not too overpoweringly, and then just lingers off into the mouthfeel is lovely as well. This is lovely. It lingers. It is just so nice. I don't know whether now coming into the cappuccino, into the flat white, and I did a nice milk here, frosted really nicely. Let's see what that brings. Bit of sweetness coming through now from the milk as well. Really can take milk as well, this coffee. Beautiful. Very, very nice. Toned down just a little bit so that fruitiness is toned down, turns more into something a bit more chocolatey, I would say, which is the addition to milk. That's probably what it does. Very drinkable, very nice. And I prefer less milk, but just to froth a little bit of milk to do a piccolo really wasn't good. So I just frothed more and, well, I thought I'd have a flat white instead, whatever. So now to the filter coffee, where Matthew Elke says this coffee shines. Let's just see. Oh, lovely fruitiness. I don't know. What is it? It's juicy like a cherry and it's more grounded like a berry. I don't know. What could it be? Just a beautiful coffee. Wow. Really nice. Really, really nice. I want to let it cool down a bit more. But hey, this experiment has worked really well. This is an all-rounder. This is a thumbs up here. The Rwanda Kinunu from Matthew Elgi, from their micro lot. Really, really beautiful. And I think even the nicest coffee I've had from Matthew Elgi so far. Definitely the nicest Matthew Elgi coffee. Wow. This is just sitting still on my palate. The journey continues. Thanks again to Jill and all the team at Matthew Elgi for producing this lovely coffee.